Welcome to the memorial service for Beth Booth. My name is Rich Lusk. I am the pastor of Trinity Presbyterian Church, where the Booths are members and where I've had the privilege of shepherding them for many years now. I want to thank OMPC this morning for this place for us to meet and have this service today. And I want to thank all of you for coming here today. I want to say a few words about this service before we begin. We are all here today because we loved Beth, and we want to honor and celebrate her memory. But even more than that, what we aim to do, and what Beth would want us to do, is to honor God, in our gathering today. Beth would want us to honor the Lord Jesus today because she loved and trusted Jesus throughout her life. That is her legacy. And it is the best legacy anyone can have. It is a legacy that will reverberate far beyond this service. It is a legacy that will reverberate for years and generations to come. The story of Beth's faithfulness will live on. What are we going to do here today? We are going to do several things. We are going to give thanks. We're going to give thanks for a life well lived. We're going to give thanks for all the ways that God blessed us through Beth. We're going to give thanks for her years of faithfulness. Thanks for her smile, her joy, her friendship, her example. We are here to give God thanks. Of course, we are also here to grieve. We are going to grieve together, and we should grieve. Even Jesus grieved when his good friend Lazarus died. Jesus grieved even though he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead very shortly. Still, Jesus grieved in the face of death, and we do as well. But Christian grief is not like worldly grief. As the Apostle Paul says, we do not grieve like those who have no hope, because we do have hope. We come before God today with heavy hearts, but not with defeated hearts. Our grief is hemmed in by hope. Our grief is boxed in because we know that death does not have the last word. Death has been defeated by Christ's resurrection, and so grief over death for the Christian always gives way to resurrection joy. Now, we don't want to short-circuit the grieving process. We have to let grief run its course, but we also don't want to let grief overshadow the joy that is always ours in Christ Jesus. So we're here to give thanks. We're here to grieve. We're also here to comfort one another. We will give thanks together. We will grieve together. We will also comfort one another. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says we are to comfort one another with the comfort we have been given. We are not here today to apply the bandages of worldly wisdom or secular therapy to the problem of death or to feelings of grief. No, we are to comfort one another with a comfort that comes from God. With the comfort that comes from God's gospel. We are here to comfort one another with the promise that we have a Savior who forgives sins, a Savior who has defeated death, a Savior who has turned Satan into his punching bag, a Savior who has crushed the serpent's head, a Savior who bore the curse of death for us so that we can live and die without fear. A Savior who has brought us the hope of resurrection and the hope of the life of the world to come. In this service, we will pass through the valley of the shadow of death together, and we will rise up on the other side of that valley together, confident in what God has promised to Beth and to each of us who has trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. In this service, we will bear one another's burdens. We will sing words of truth and comfort to one another. We will find hope together. We will hurt together. And we will also begin to heal together. By our reckoning, Beth's life was way too short. A tragic passing like Beth's raises all kinds of questions. And one thing we will not be able to do today is answer all those questions. But we don't have to answer all those questions. We don't have to have all the answers. Because we have Jesus. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Jesus. So Jesus has all the answers. In fact, Jesus himself is the answer. Jesus is the only answer we really need. Oftentimes, Jesus doesn't give us answers to our questions, but he does give us himself, and that's enough. That's all we really need, and that is our comfort today. Obviously, this service will not exhaust our feelings of grief. Grief will continue far beyond today for all who loved Beth and miss her, especially for Breland and the children. But this service reminds us there is a way through the maze of grief. There is light at the end of that tunnel. For all of us, this service is a pointer to what's on the other side of the grief. As Beth herself constantly testified, suffering and pain and grief are not eternal for the Christian, but joy is. The joy is eternal. And so that's what this service today is about. It's about Thanksgiving. It's about grief. It's about comfort, all framed by the gospel, the good news that Jesus is our Savior. We come together today in him, trusting him, knowing he is good, knowing he loves us. Let us prepare our hearts.